This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back again.
I know on our last podcast, we talked about the Stuxnet worm and some of the implications that it's having on SCADA and other systems. I wanted to talk today about how the writers of the Stuxnet worm stole digital certificates to really make that worm happen. And can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Sure. We actually don't know how they got the digital certificates. They might have stolen them. They might have bought them from someone that stole them. But the important thing is that they used these digital certificates to digitally sign the DLLs that contained their malware. Now, the reason that they did this was because Microsoft, to help prevent malware, has required in newer versions of Windows that drivers are digitally signed. And if the driver isn't digitally signed, Microsoft won't install it. Windows won't install it. And so that means it can't do the low-level stuff that drivers do, whether they're good or bad.
Right.
Also, if someone comes across this file and says, I don't know what this is, they right-click on it, choose Properties, and they look at the digital signature, and it says signed by Realtek or signed by J Micron, so they don't think it's the malware. It fools them in that manner as well. And some security products look for digital signatures and say if it's a trusted digital certificate, then never mind, you're not the malware we're looking for.
Right. Now, is this something that we've seen in the past as well? Because it sounds like this is supposed to help security.
Well, digital signatures, yes and no. In some regards, they do help security. And the closest thing that I've seen before to this is back around 2001, VeriSign, who issues digital certificates, was social engineered. Somebody called up claiming to be a Microsoft employee and got two Microsoft digital certificates from VeriSign. And that's what prompted Microsoft to enable by default what we call certificate revocation list, CRL, in Internet Explorer, because they had to revoke the certificates. And we still don't know what those certificates were used for. So the closest I know that we've seen before is fraudulently issued digital certificates. But in this case, they appear to have gotten a hold of what's called the private keys. You need private keys to digitally sign software. And that's really troubling because companies need to guard their digital certificates meticulously. I know from working at Microsoft and working in the same lab where the digital certificates were, that there's extreme physical and network security around Microsoft's digital certificates.
So any idea how someone would get a hold of these digital certificates?
You know, there's a variety of theories out there. One is the Zeus botnet. The Zeus bot malware itself actually steals a lot of things, including digital certificates. So it's possible that the operators of Zeus inadvertently got a hold of these digital certificates. And I say inadvertently because my speculation is that what Zeus is looking for are bank website certificates so that they can put a digital certificate on a phishing website to fool the browser into thinking it's legitimate.
Right.
So if these companies got infected with Zeus, that's one possible way, but the machines with their digital certificates should have been isolated from the internet, or at least very, very well protected from this kind of thing happening. Another possible way is that someone hacked into their computer systems. And, you know, I know that Taiwan has long been accusing China of hacking all over Taiwan. We haven't seen any evidence that China is involved in this. And I certainly think that the evidence points to it wasn't a government anywhere in the world that was behind this. Because if it was, they wouldn't have wasted the link vulnerability on a worm. That was a really valuable zero day, and no sane person would have done with it what the Stuxnet people did with it, because they gave it away. Another way is physical access. If you remember, I think it was last year, there was a security guard that was arrested. He worked at a hospital and was installing bots on hospital computers. So because these companies are in the same office park, It might be that a security guard or a janitor had physical access to the machines, or potentially an inside job. Maybe somebody paid an employee to deliver the digital certificates from both companies to whoever's behind Stuxnet.
Do you think this is going to be something we'll see more of?
I think we probably will. It's not going to be a problem for companies that have really strong security in place for the most part, but we know that a lot of companies don't have really good security in place, and you need to really isolate and protect those digital certificates.
Well, Randy, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us about this topic. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report.